Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
After Buzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin, and we have a full house. Evan T. Mac is currently fighting crime. However, we have some replacement folks. We have hailing from Chicago, the lady killer, Jim the Heel, Jim Alexander.
I didn't know you were French and Canadian and all that stuff.
Well, you know,
and it's very true what you just said, so yes.
Lady killer.
So modest.
I mean, I would like to think that reality probably says otherwise.
And then the Kings County kid hailing from Brooklyn, New York, Lobito.
Yo, I'm so glad to be here on the show, TK. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I mean, for you guys who don't know, I've been following my social media. I tore my calf muscle, so I was a little out, so I need some reinforcements to help me with these shows.
Yep.
However, that doesn't stop us from having an amazing show. We got the start of the week. We got the news. But amazing guests. She's been on the show before. I think she was doing a road trip last time. So now we have her in the full glory on camera. You've seen her on Impact. You've seen her on Mae Young. You've seen her on ROH. Please welcome Madison Rain.
What's up, guys? Yes, I was driving 6 hours from Nashville last time, so I apologize. And then I also couldn't figure out Skype. I think we're 2 for 2 on that.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm here.
I mean, life happens. I get it. But, I mean, you're a busy woman. So, kind of let's get into it. So, I think the last time, so you were driving from Nashville, and that was right before the Mae Young Classic happened, I believe. So,
Yeah.
So, tell us about that experience.
Oh, it was so cool. It was, just the whole tournament, that whole week is really special for anybody who gets to be a part of it. But for me specifically, like, it just meant that after all these years of wrestling, and I've done some really, really cool things, like, I'm not trying to take away from anything else that I've done, but there came a point in my career where I had made peace with the fact that, you know, WWE wasn't going to be something that I was ever a part of in any way. And again, that was okay. Like, I had made a very successful career out of my time at Impact. And, and you know, for a while I thought that that was where I was going to start and where I was going to retire. So after I took a leave of absence from Impact for a while, and I really just bet on myself to have been able to have that opportunity and to have an opponent like Mercedes Martinez in a WWE ring in such a high profile match. Like, it was awesome. It was like, I couldn't have asked for a better moment.
It was an amazing match. And I mean, for you guys who don't know, Madison's been around, like, everybody that I've talked to that has gone up against you has just so many great things to say. Like, you've been around for a minute and you know your stuff. So it was an amazing match, and I was so happy to see you because you know, they had you under a different name, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's like one thing about wrestlers, like, you guys have like so many names, it's hard to keep up sometimes. So I was really excited to see you doing that. Do you have any...
Can you describe the feeling there, walking into the locker room during the Mae Young Classic? Was it kind of like the Avengers assembling, or was it kind of like, hey, I worked with those guys before?
A little bit of all of that. Like, for me, it was emotional, and I had, you know, I'd worked with so many of the girls that were part of the second Mae Young Classic. I roomed, actually, with Nicole Matthews, and she and I had our Shimmer debuts together many, many minutes ago. So that was really cool. And for me, like, at this point, everything that I do, like, all of these cool moments, I'm able to share them with my daughter now because she's old enough to understand, like, my mom's on TV and she-
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She's also like PTO parent, but she's on TV and these things that she's doing are really cool. And so for me now, like my drive has shifted from being selfish and wanting to, you know, be a professional wrestler and have this life and have this career for myself to now, like, I'm trying to pave this way and chase my dreams and keep doing what I'm doing to give her that path to not necessarily be a wrestler. I don't think she has any interest, but
not yet.
not yet, right. But just like whatever her dream is, you know, like it's so cliche and every parent tells their kid, you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. And they should. But for me to be able to say that to her and have put action behind those words is something really special. And so she understood like what WWE was and that I was getting to go there and I was going to get to wrestle with a bunch of other women that were my friends. And so like for her, it was like, oh, okay, mommy's going to go have a sleepover and then do wrestling. That's cool. So it was fun. It was emotional, like for a lot of different reasons for me.
What is like now that you've been a mom and you know, you can now distinguish the lifestyle of being a mom and being on the road as opposed to just being on the road and wrestling. What are some things you enjoy doing with your daughter in the free time you get? Do you have any bonding things you like to do together?
Yeah. So she, like I said, like she's really like thinks it's cool that I have this unique job, but she's really not super interested in, like, if I ask her, hey, do you want to watch mommy's match that I just had? Like, she'll do it just to kind of, like, placate me, I think. But she's really, really good at gymnastics. Oh. So, like, we're kicking butt in gymnastics. So, for me, like, that's a fun thing. We go to gymnastics 2 or 3 nights a week. You know, with it being summertime, like, she and I are just outside with my husband, with our dogs, like, I enjoy being normal when I get to like come home and be normal. So,
well, I mean,
like nothing super exciting, but I like to be a mom.
Yeah. Normal's kind of relative because for you guys who don't know, Madison's husband is Josh Matthews, who's like, I had the opportunity, I went up with Gabby, who's from the SmackDown from AfterBuzz, and I went down to Impact, and we actually sat down with Josh, and he told us everything that he does for Impact. So he's not only just a commentator, like, I don't even know, I couldn't even say all the jobs that he does for Impact, but he's a huge reason why Impact is still Impact, so it's not, I mean, normal is relative, but yeah. I wouldn't say what you guys are doing as a family is normal. It's great, but it's not your average family.
No, wrestling never goes away in our house. Like we've gotten really good and we found a way to kind of pause it, you know, like during dinner times or like we carve out our family time. But it's what I've done for what feels like 100 years. It's what Josh has done for his entire adult life. So even in our normalcy, wrestling still exists.
So tell us about All In. How was that experience?
So not to make light of Mae Young, because I just explained like how exciting that was for me and what a great opportunity that was for me and how humbled I was by the fact that they chose me to be part of that. But to spin right out of a WWE ring and to go right then weeks later to All In, like for me, I feel like All In is probably like the highlight of my career. And again, I don't say that like to diminish anything else that I've ever done, but you know, Mae Young Classic, like everybody knew it was going to be something really big. Like the first one was incredible. Everybody was so excited to watch it. I think it did great for the network. And so going into the second one, we all knew like this is going to be a big production. Everything WWE does is gold. Like it's going to be huge. It's going to be great. All In was a bit of an unknown. And everybody who was a part of it was confident that, you know, it was going to be wildly successful. But it hadn't happened yet. Like, it was just this, like, unknown thing with all this incredible energy surrounding it. And I knew as soon as I started hearing rumblings of All In being a thing, like, that I wanted to be part of it. And so I text Cody and Brandy, and I said, I don't know what this thing even is yet, but with you guys and the Bucks putting it together, like, it's going to be huge, and I want to be part of it. And I am so thankful that I had that opportunity, because I think, and again, I always say that if I'm wrong, somebody on the internet will tell me.
they will.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that that was the biggest crowd that I had ever wrestled in front of. Even, you know, the couple times that we went overseas and there were really large crowds there for Impact. I'm pretty sure that was the biggest crowd. And to be able to share that moment with Tessa and Britt and Chelsea, like, I love those girls. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't have picked a better group of girls just to share that moment with.
Yeah, that match was amazing. Agreed. You guys have been living under a rock. You missed. Just go on that's the good thing about the internet. Just go on the internet, search it. It's a really, really great match. But you had, like, a good run. I think we spoke to you a couple months before, and then you had All In, and then Mae Young, and then I believe the announcement for ROH came, like, a little bit after that. So what? I mean, you had quite the year. So what happened from, because I think you released from Impact, obviously, because you could do Mae Young. So what made you want to do ROH?
Well, I took all of 2018 or the beginning part of 2018. I wasn't under contract with anybody. I did some shows for Ring of Honor throughout the beginning of 2018. I did some stuff with Impact. I did a lot of independent shows. Like, that was fun, too, to get out there and go back to places like Shimmer and see some of the new up-and-coming talent. So I really just took 2018 to do whatever I wanted. It was the first time in a long time that I hadn't been bound to a contract. And I'm so thankful that was the first time in a long time that I wasn't tied to any one company, but I wanted to do everything, and I made it a point of doing everything. And I think that 2018 was definitely my most successful year of my entire career. I mean, there was last summer, I spent one night wrestling Sumi Sakai for the Women of Honor Championship in Atlanta, and then the next morning got up and flew to Toronto and wrestled Su Young for the Knockouts Championship on the Slammiversary pay-per-view. So it was just a wild year for me. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, in the moment when I was kind of laying it all out and trying to figure out what I wanted 2019 to look like, there was just a good energy about Ring of Honor. And there was a good energy about the locker room and the women that were there and the things that they were trying to do and how they were trying to build the division. And I wanted to be part of it. And so when the dust settled on year 2018 for me, I just felt like at that time, Ring of Honor was the best fit for me.
Who are some men or women, like, maybe your top five now in the industry, in any company that you really enjoy watching that either are doing something innovative or really grab your attention?
Oh, man, top five. I mean, I can't have a top five list without having Tessa Blanchard on it. I mean, she's breaking barriers, and she's doing things that women haven't done in any company, on any platform, mm-hmm. and you know, she's such a good person too. Like, to be that young and that successful, and to be humble and kind, like, that just speaks volumes, in my opinion. It's really fun for me to watch what Mia Yim is doing in NXT, just because, like, I got to spend so much time with her at Impact, and so to kind of watch her grow and evolve and do things her way, that's fun for me. That's two. Let's see. You're making me nervous. You put me on the spot. I mean, you've got to say that one of the most exciting things right now is watching, you know, the everybody at All In, or sorry, at AEW, the Young Bucks and Cody and Kenny Omega and what they're creating. You know, who would have ever thought a year ago that, you know, not only that All In would do what it did, but that in the aftermath of All In would be this brand new company that's got so much buzz behind it. You know, it's, for me, it's really exciting to watch. It feels like, you know, the same kind of energy and excitement that that TNA had when I first started there years ago. So it's going to be fun for me to sit back and watch them and see what they do. And I mean, that was cheating. I listed a bunch of people. I guess. Kiera Hogan would be the other one that I hope nobody is sleeping on, because I've had the opportunity in the last several weeks to work more closely with her, and every single time I'm in the ring with her, she impresses me more and more. I think that she's one that people might not be watching, and then she's just going to explode, and everybody's going to be like, "Oh my gosh! Like, where did this come from?" And I think she's amazing. I think she's got personality for days, and I hope that people aren't sleeping on her.
Yeah, it's like way more than five. Thank you.
There you go. Let her live, folks.
Yeah. I know. I gotta say, an illustrious career. I will even say that Beautiful People is one of the most underrated factions in professional wrestling. Have you noticed, though, a change, a style, a change of attitude of the talent that has debuted since you have that whole new era of new crop of talent?
Since I started back, like, in when TVs were in black and white.
HD.
I don't know about a new attitude, but these women are definitely hungry, and they're definitely, like, they show up every day to go out into the ring and leave it all out there. And, you know, in being able to be part of this current era of female athletes in professional wrestling, like, it's forced me to kind of go back to school and get back in the ring and not just rely on, you know, I'm always going to be a big character. That's fun for me. It's kind of what brought me to the dance. But it's much less, I have to rely much less on that now. And I really have to rely on my wrestling. And that makes me nervous sometimes, because there are so many talented women, specifically at Impact, that I work with on a regular basis. And, you know, Jordan Grace and Tessa and Kiera and Taya. But it's exciting for me. And it makes me proud that I'm able to grow and evolve and keep up with these girls.
So let's talk about Impact. So you went from ROH back to Impact. I mean, obviously, it seems like, you know, it's one of those home away from homes, and you just went back to home. But what made you make that decision?
I mean, long story short, at the end of the day, I spent all of last year, like I said, doing things my way and doing what felt good. And I had so many opportunities that felt good that I wasn't willing to give that feeling up. And I think Impact is what feels really good for me. It feels like home. And, you know, I loved my time at Ring of Honor. I loved being able to finally work with people like Sumi and Jenny Rose. And Kelly Klein and I crossed paths many, many, many years ago before either one of us ever had any business being on a TV. So to get back in the ring with her was great. To finally get to work with Tennille was awesome. But I was just having this, like, in my gut, I felt like I was missing out on something at Impact, because obviously, you know, Josh was still there. Mm-hmm. I was still watching. I still watch wrestling when my daughter lets me have TV time. and for me, it just felt like I needed to go back home.
So now, I mean, you're back home now, but you did All In, and you said that you have a relationship with Cody and Brandi. Is there any chance that you might dip into AEW a little bit? Or, like, you know, depending on how the contract's set up, is that an option?
I mean, right now, I am under contract with Impact. I mean, but wrestling is wrestling, and I dipped out of one place and into another pretty much daily last year. So while I'm very happy doing what I'm doing right now with this business, you can never say never. Okay. But I will say this, regardless of whether I ever do have an opportunity to work with everybody at AEW or not, like, I'm still a fan. I'm still tuning in every time they're doing something. I love what they're doing. I love Brandy. I love Britt. You know, a lot of those other women, I haven't had a chance. I haven't been in the ring with Nyla or Kylie or B, but I love watching them. So either way, I'll be tuning in as a fan and supporting.
So in the chat, Rocky Empire says, what's your biggest takeaway from All In, and will you be at StarCast 3?
My biggest takeaway, I've said in interviews before that after I left Impact for the first time in 2017, the timeline kind of gets blurred for me at this point, but I think when I first left, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen next, Josh and I had a conversation where it was a hard conversation where I had to figure out if I had done everything in wrestling that I was going to do, and if it was time for me to kind of spin off into my quote unquote normal and whatever that was going to be. And I remember after the match at All In, after like we had all gotten done crying and hugging and high fiving, and I had like just a moment to myself, I remember thinking, I'm so glad that I didn't quit. I'm so glad that I didn't hang up my boots before I had turned over every possible stone that there was to turn over. So I guess that would be my biggest takeaway, because I remember specifically having that moment where I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad that I was able to do this. And I wouldn't have been able to do this if I would have said, okay, that's enough, all those months prior. And as far as StarCast goes, I would love to be, I hope to be, but I was supposed to be at the last one, and I wish I could remember what happened, but it was something with my personal life and my schedule. I'm sure it was something to do with, I don't know, maybe my daughter or something was going on with Josh and I or the dogs or my dad. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't make it for personal reasons. And while I love what I do, you know, that kind of stuff will always come first. So I hope that that schedules work out and stars align and that I can be at StarCast 3.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good time in Chicago. I got to say, I am a big fan of your work, and it's been that way for a long time. And I always wondered, like, how the techniques you use to get into your character. I know it sounds like it's very, very close to, you can draw from other things, but I've noticed it'd be a different vibe when you're in the locker room and when you go out there. Has it changed over the years to get into your character and get out of it, or is it almost like a second skin at this point?
You know, that's one thing, like, I've never struggled with that. Like, I've never been nervous about any kind of like in-ring speaking segments that I've had. And I think that's probably because before I got into wrestling, I was a drama club nerd when I was in high school. I was in pageants. I was in dance. Like, I just from a young age, like, loved to be a character. I loved to be in the spotlight. So I think anytime I'm able to do that, I have fun with it. I get more nervous about like the wrestling part, and I worry far less about whether or not I'm going to convey my character properly, because I think at this point I'm confident in what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And I can just hope at this point that people still continue to like what I do.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm so glad that you decided to hang up those boots, as you said earlier. But I know there's almost this other chapter now. What's next on that career bucket list, if you will, to get accomplished?
Oh, my gosh. As far as wrestling goes?
Wrestling, the personality, the character, the business, the entrepreneurship side, all of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have learned to not really, like, have goals or expectations or things that I have specifically planned out, because it never works out that way anyway. I've done so much and I'm so proud of everything that I've accomplished. I spent close to a year on the creative team with Impact. That would be something that I would definitely love to explore again. You know, that helped me. Like I said, character development has always been fun for me and has always been the easier of the two between character and wrestling. So to be able to help other people develop their characters was always something that I really liked doing. I don't know. Like, I don't know what my next steps are. I would love to just continue to learn and grow and have these incredible matches with all of these girls. And, you know, because every time I have what in my mind qualifies as a really good match, it just further validates for me that, you know, I joke that I've been around for 100 years, but I'm still young. I'm 33. I've just had the opportunity to be doing this in front of a large audience mm-hmm. since I was 22 or 23. So while I've been around a long time, I'm still young. I've mm-hmm. still got a lot of time left in me, a lot of chapters to write. And I just want to make sure that those chapters are all written my way, not anybody else's way. Just whatever feels good for me. I want to make sure that's what I'm doing.
So we have two questions in the chat. Bosa in the chat, he said, it sounded like the dirt sheets were making it out like you left ROH because they didn't want to reunite the beautiful people, even though they did later on. Is that truth or non-truth, or don't want to speak on it?
I mean, I don't. What's the saying? Like, a fire can only continue to burn if you keep adding logs to it. So I'm not going to even, like, jump down that rabbit hole. At the end of the day, I left Ring of Honor, and they allowed me to leave. Mm-hmm. It was an amicable parting of ways because it didn't feel right for me anymore. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it was a bad company or a bad experience. It was just, for me, like, I'm a creative person. I want to be creative. I want to do what feels good, and I want to be in the place that's going to give me the best platform to do that. So I'm where I want to be. I am, and I'm happy for anybody who is making money and having fun and traveling mm-hmm. and doing what they love. So, you know, while there's always some validity, but there oftentimes is validity to some of the rumors and some of what you read on the dirt sheets. You certainly can't rely on that as absolute fact every time.
And then we have Noah in the chat. He's like, can you ask Madison when you're coming back to your hometown? I'm going to butcher the name. It starts with a C. In Ohio.
Coshocton.
Coshocton. Wow. That sounds like a fake town.
All right. Well, he wants to know when you're coming back to Coshocton.
Coshocton, yeah. I mean, my family lives there, so maybe I was just there recently. But as far as to wrestle, I'm not sure. But again, never say never.
Never say never. So can you just, real quick, tell us a story or an instance where a fan ended up inspiring you as a performer?
Well, at this point, it's any time that I see a little girl in the crowd, right? Because, you know, then I have that moment and I connect with them. And I think just a couple weeks ago on Impact, I was making my entrance and I looked down and there was a little girl cheering and I hopped right down and I took my crown off and I gave it to her. And then like the next couple shows that I didn't have my crown because I just forgot to replace it. but I remember being, that little girl. And I remember, when I was younger, my parents took me, I didn't want to go on a summer vacation. I didn't want to go to the beach. I wanted to go to SummerSlam because it was in Cleveland that year. And so I remember like being captivated by all of these larger than life characters. So if there's an instance or a situation where I get to be on the other side of that and there's a, you know, a little girl or a little boy, just a kid in the crowd who is enamored by what we're doing, that's validation for me.
So I was just like so enamored about the story. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I love SummerSlam too. So I was like, yeah.
Now, as far as when you started in, you're not that old. And the fact that you say you're old is just like, but you're not. So it's like that you've been, this speaks to your talent and skill, because there have been people who have been in the industry for longer, but they haven't done nearly as much as you, you've done. So definitely kudos to that, you working hard and getting to where you want to go. But how have you seen women's wrestling change from when you first started to now, to even like even when we started the show 2 years ago to now, it's changed a lot. So how have you seen it change, and where do you want it to go?
Well, I think at this point it's just on a bigger platform. You know, the Knockouts division has always been, a group of women who wanted to go hard and wanted to wrestle and wanted to prove themselves. And I think that there have always been those women in WWE as well. You know, opinions aside of what people say about the Divas era or whatever. You know, WWE gave women a platform before any other company did. So mm-hmm. I think now in 2019, in the last couple of years, that platform has just grown. And there are more eyes on women's wrestling, which creates more opportunities. And we're no longer like a commodity or an accessory match. We're not just one women's match on a men's wrestling show, where we have several matches on a show, or there are several segments involving women, and there are men wrestling women now, and that's a big thing. People love intergender wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I think there are just more opportunities, bigger platforms, and more eyes on the product. And I can't tell you how many times I've had just a casual conversation with somebody, and then of course inevitably wrestling comes up, and they tell me that they were turned on to wrestling and love watching women's wrestling because of Total Divas or Total Bellas. Mm-hmm. So we have, as women in professional wrestling, kind of like put ourselves out there, and you know, things like Total Bellas and Total Divas have brought even more attention and more eyes to what we're doing. And people, you know, see those shows, and then they want to tune in and see these girls who are these reality TV stars then go kick ass like they talk about. You know, and then those people become fans because what we do is cool, and we work hard, and you know, I'm a fan of what we do. So I think that just in the last few years, there's been more of an opportunity for us to really show what women's wrestling is all about.
And that's pretty noble. Over the past couple of years, Impact Wrestling has gone through many computations and permutations, right? What would you say to those fans that may have lapsed from the product, may have stepped away for a bit? How has the brand changed, and how has it evolved over the past couple of years or so?
Look, I don't fault anybody who has, told Impact Wrestling that they need a break. it's gone through a lot of ups and downs, and it takes a very committed fan base to hang in there and go through all those ups and downs with us. But Impact has it. Like, they have that dedicated fan base. I will recognize faces at events now that I used to see back in the TNA Spike TV days. So mm-hmm. there are those fans that really want to see Impact succeed and get back to where it was. And, you know, to the people who have kind of like shut the TV off during the time that it was on, I don't fault you for that, but I would encourage them to maybe give it a chance again, because the Impact that I walk into now when I go to work feels a lot like the Impact or the TNA that I used to walk into in my early years. Morale is good. Everybody loves coming to work. Everybody loves what they do. Management cares about talent. Talent care about the opinions of management. Like, it's just it feels really good. And that's probably why it's always, you know, I've always kind of circled back and come home. Because there's something special about it. Whether it's we're the underdog and we're always trying to like fight from the bottom, I don't know what it is, but there's something endearing. There's something about Impact that, you know, we never want to see it go away as talent, as performers. Like, we love Impact as our home. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we are just super thankful for all the fans who have stuck through all the ups and downs with us. And the ones that haven't, again, like, I don't necessarily blame them, but I would just encourage them to maybe give it a second chance.
Yeah, I mean, you need variety. It can't just be one company all the time. I mean, when Impact was on TV, I did like going between, you know, you watch WWE Monday and Tuesday, and then you saw Impact on Thursday. It was a different change, especially with the storylines. And it's just good quality wrestling. So definitely encourage. I believe it's on Twitch and somewhere else Josh was telling me. But
Pursuit Network.
Yeah. So... what I'm also grateful for, not only that you're here, is Rapid Hot Tags.
Women's Wrestling Rapid Hot Tags.
So what I'm going to do is hit you with a question. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind, always early or always late.
I'm always late.
Last person you text.
Last person I text?
Mm-hmm.
My husband to come get the dogs. They were scratching at the door.
If you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Hanson.
Nice.
Costume parties or pool parties?
Pool parties.
Pictionary or charades?
Charades. I'm really bad at both, but charades.
Movie or TV? Movies or TV shows?
Oh, I binge watching Netflix when I do have TV time. Like, it's my jam.
Cardio or weights?
Wait. Bar class.
Oh yeah, bar class is good. And if you can have your last meal on your last day on Earth, what would be?
Cheesecake. An entire cheesecake.
Ooh.
An entire cheesecake.
Yeah. Have you tried the salted caramel cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory?
No, I haven't. But now that you've just mentioned it, I will.
Salted caramel cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory is to die for.
That just screams cheat day. I can't even.
Yeah. It's something that you need to like eat light for the whole day and account for that one slice because it's just all bad. I think that's like all the calories you need for the day.
Why are you eating lettuce? I have cheesecake later today.
But Cheesecake Factory, they get you because the food is so good and the portions are massive. Mm-hmm. So by the time they come around, they're like, are you ready for desserts? Like, can I take it home?
Yeah. I found a way. I just Postmate it. So what I know, I'll Postmate just the cheesecake. Because if you Postmate the whole meal and the cheesecake, then it's just like, okay, I should have just went to Cheesecake Factory. Right. But if you just do the cheesecake by itself, it's like, okay, this was a treat.
Diet hack.
Yeah, it's not as bad.
Yeah, that's smart. Noted.
Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you. For those who are not following you, you should be following Madison by now. But just in case, where can they find you?
I am on Instagram and Twitter, both at Madison Rain. And I've been getting more frequent messages from people telling me that they found me on Facebook. It's not me. I don't have a Facebook. I'm only on Twitter and Instagram, and both are just at Madison Rain.
There you have it. I look forward to, like, because I was talking to Josh about kind of getting... watching Impact again, so I look forward to like seeing it again. I loved it when it was on, so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that and everything that you are doing. I know this is not, even though you keep shooting out that old word, it's definitely not the case, so I know there's gonna be far more stuff coming your way. So thank you so much. We appreciate you for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And I know that I've been like the worst at scheduling time, so I appreciate you guys giving me the time.
Yeah, no problem. You're a mom and like you do so much. I mean, it's life.
I'm in college too, if that counts for anything.
Go Madison Rain. That's right.
And in college.
Get them degrees.
I mean, gee, like it's life, man. So I definitely we work with it. It is what it is.
It's life. That needs to be a hashtag on a shirt. Hashtag it's life.
Thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, guys. Let's do it again soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
before we take off, let's get into that Star of the Week real quick.
Oh, yeah. It's now time for our Star of the Week.
Women's Wrestling Star of the Week.
Yes, the star of the week this week is Vanilla Vargas. Born Jenny Alice Vargas Torres from Miami, Puerto Rico, this superstar has done a lot in her straight debut. Debuted in 2014, and she has performed all over the world, trained by Archangel de la Muerte, or the Angel of Death. She is now being heavily featured in the AAA promotion as hashtag the Trend Woman. A perennial challenger in the mixed tag division, she has competed for the AAA's flagship events, including Triple Mania and the mixed tag Tag Division Championship. And speaking of that, August 3rd, Triple Mania 27, she will be competing along with Australian Suicide in that mixed tag team title match. Wow. So once again, Vanilla Vargas is our Star of the Week.
Wow, that was a handful at the end.
Yeah, mixed tag match.
And then let's hit the news real quick. We have a couple of news items for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Just let's go straight to news, guys.
All right. Breaking news coming up from our friend Barbie Hayden, who's also a friend of the show. She's hanging up her wrestling boots and heading to perform on stage in Las Vegas. That's right. The sassy girl in Texas, best known of her work as Barbie Hayden and in New Wrestling Circuit as an interviewer as for the Title Match Network. She also stars on AXS TV's new hit show, Wow Women in Wrestling, as Abilene Maverick, which is a good show. I love the Wow. Mm-hmm. Barbie's in Edinburgh, Scotland, bringing her moves to Atomic Saloon Show by Spiegelworld, opening at the Venetian Las Vegas this September 2019. It premiered this year at the Edinburgh Film Festival, Festival Fringe, excuse me. Spiegelworld is mostly known for the successful shows Opium and Absinthe. I've been to Absinthe, loved it. The newest $4.3 million Spiegelworld show has featured Hayden, and she'll join a cast that include acrobats, comedy, aerial pole dance, hula, Irish hand dancing, and professional wrestling, of course. Now, would you be seeing this show when it goes online?
I have a funny feeling. I don't want to blow up her spot, but I mean, if you put it on Instagram, then you are blowing up your spot.
Sure.
Sarah the Rebel, who used to be on the show, she moved to Las Vegas, and she's currently in Scotland.
Okay.
So
you thinking?
And I mean, Abilene Maverick was a Wow, and Sarah was at Wow too. So
I'm surprised she's retiring. I thought she had a lot of more years actually active competing, but now she just transitioned.
Well,
to
I mean,
else.
It also probably depends on the contract and money wise, and you
absolutely
know, like,
fair.
Would you? It's just like LA. Would you rather work three jobs, or would you just want to work one job and be comfortable?
I live in LA, so we had as much jobs as possible.
Exactly. Like I have like five. Like, I don't even know how many I have now. I just go from one to the other, so it's absolutely crazy.
What do you say first? That's all I'm asking. What you do for a living? You
just say, I don't tell people what I do for a living.
Oh, you're a spy.
Okay. I just say, if somebody asks me what I do for a living, I do stuff in entertainment.
That sounds like a spy.
Well,
import export business.
I mean, because we don't even get into all this, but
yeah.
I just don't want, like, when people tell me, oh, I'm an actor and I'm this and I'm that, and they give me five things,
true.
Then technically you're really not doing all those
things. That's actually
things.
Pretty valid.
Just say I do stuff in entertainment.
TK, what you should say is, when someone asks what you do, you should say, I kick ass. That's what I do. Because all of us know that's true.
That's more spy stuff.
That's more. I actually wouldn't mind doing, like, I like wouldn't mind kicking ass as a job, but,
okay,
you know,
yeah.
And killing people, like, you know, as an assassin, that would be kind of cool. But anyways, other news?
Yeah, also news this week was Raw Homecoming. I mean, that was one of I actually liked that episode. It was cool to see everyone from different areas, the Ruthless Aggression, the Reality Era, and of course the Attitude Era all together.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had our first ever female 24/7 championship winner, Kelly Barbara Blank. I remember when she first started on the new ECW as Nick, as Mike Knox's girlfriend, and now she evolved to being an active competitor herself. Won the title from Gerald Briscoe in a hallway this week. So shout out to Kelly, man. She should be a star of the week.
Yeah, and Medusa also got the title as well.
Candace.
Yeah, it's one of those things where this was I think we were talking about it. If you guys just watch Women's Wrestling Weekly, we also do Raw, we do NXT. There's also SmackDown show, but we're not on it, so I mean, why bother watch it? But we were talking about this, the 24/7 belt, and how it was getting kind of stale. And this was a unique way of incorporating, you know. I don't know,
the legends.
I was gonna say retired wrestlers, but legends sounds better. The legends in, you know, doing something versus them just coming up on stage. Although Steve Austin's speech was quite interesting.
It was.
Yeah.
And they cut him off too. Overrun, man.
Because it sounded like he was a little bit on the tipsy side. Like he's like, yeah, I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
But you know, it is what it is. Madison Rain was amazing.
Yes,
and next week, I guarantee you guys, next week's show, please tune in. We have some dirt. We have some, not dirt. We have some tea.
Okay.
We have some news. We have a really amazing guest that is going to just was open with us on telling us everything. So we really appreciate that. Other than that, where can we find you, Flobito?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm on Twitter at FloboBoys, on Instagram at Flobito and Flobito.com.
And make sure to follow WPW Women's Wrestling Weekly on everything on Twitter and Instagram, WPW Weekly. I should know that.
Yeah.
And then also AfterBuzz TV on everything. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, like button, and also do comments. iTunes, 5 stars are better. Spotify, also leave some comments. Other than that, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Till next week, guys. Ciao.
Kick ass for a living.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.